misses the ground, right?
Well, was Reagan governor in 75, or what was his...
I think he was governor in 76, yeah. He ran for president in 76, was laughed at. Then he ran in 80 and won. But Reagan was McClellan in 75, 76. People Magazine interview pointed this out. And it's pretty good, pretty perceptive. Nobody in the mid-70s thought America would have this major presidency. He said he's going to be a major president. He said he's the perfect guy for the future zombification of the presidential position. He writes in Take Today, the automated presidential surrogate is a superlative nobody. The automated, 70-71 he's writing this, the automated presidential surrogate, not the real president, but is the president, but not really the White House, or the White House is not really the leader. The automated presidential surrogate is a superlative nobody. The first expression of that is Gerald Ford. The next one is Jimmy Carter. Then Reagan, the best of all that, nobody. Automated presidential waiver, you know. See, most people didn't have that perception at that time he wrote that. And then he predicted at 75 that the next great superlative nobody will be Reagan. And I know back then, nobody took Reagan seriously. They didn't even take him seriously in 1980. It was a big shock all over the world that he won.
Is that wrong? I didn't know that.
Didn't know what?
That it was a shock around the world.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Among the press, the media, not the average person who voted him in, but nobody knows what they think. They're not paying attention to it, right?
Interesting.
There's the silent majority. There's a silent majority. But we can't focus on that. We can't have individual celebrities. Thank you. I'll take that because I got to send that back.